Ragalasim lived an incredible life. To say that he was a tzaddik is an understatement, but the concept of tzidkus, of righteousness, is not somebody who lives on a hill and not somebody who lives in a basement. It's somebody who lives for others. And when you live for others, you partner with Hashem, you tap into your neshama, feel great about yourself, you have olam haza, you have olam haba. There's nothing greater than that. You're able to tap into that. So think as a schus for his neshama and for ourselves, really. You know, he is gone, but his legacy and who he was and what he taught us, very simple. He taught us just to live for somebody else. And one thing that he would always say is, how do you know how you're supposed to live for somebody else? He would say, find the void and fill it. You fill the void. Whatever it is that you find is lacking in Klal Yisrael, you be the solution to those problems. And if you do that, then you'll see Siyata Dishmaya. Because Hashem should have an aliyah, and we should all have a nechama. Feels like a lot of us are in Avelis, which is extremely, extremely difficult and heavy. But at the same time, what he lived for and who he was will always be a beacon. So we have to live by that example.